This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is February the 8th, and on this day in 1956, Buddy Holly became Buddy Holly. Okay, it makes more sense written down than said out loud. Now, after signing his record contract with Decca Records, he leaves out the E in his last name. His surname was originally spelled H-O-L-L-E-Y. Oh, and if you didn't know, Buddy's real name is Charles Holly. So there you go. On this day in 1988, the three surviving members of The Who reunited at the Royal Albert Hall for the British Phonographic Industry Awards. This led to a full-fledged 25th anniversary tour the following year. And if you're a fan of the band, check out some of the videos on the Vintage Rock Pod YouTube channel. There's some really fun ones on there from musicians talking about their experiences with the guys, including one I put up yesterday with Rod Argent talking about working with them on the iconic track Who Are You? So there you go. On this day in 1972, Frank Zappa's concert at the aforementioned Royal Albert Hall was cancelled. This is because promoters discovered obscene lyrics in Zappa's 200 Motels score. And also on the obscene lyrics topic, on this day in 1964, the song Louie Louie was under investigation by the FBI, no less, for obscene lyrics. The song's publisher offers $1,000 to anyone who can definitively distinguish any dirty words. Now, the FBI investigation lasted 31 months, and it concluded that they were unable to interpret any of the wording on the record. Great use of the money there. And on this day in 1989, metal band Anthrax earned their first ever gold album. It was for their fourth record, State of Euphoria, which passed the 500,000 sales mark. But for today's main show then, we're focusing on someone turning 77 years old today. Yes, born on this day in 1946 is Woodstock veteran, drummer with the legendary canned Heat, Fito Della Para. The 77-year-old joined the band in 1967 and played on all their records and, as mentioned, at the iconic Woodstock Festival of 1969. I had the honour of interviewing Fito last year on episode 77 of Vintage Rock Pod, so make sure you check it out. Now, I'm going to play you a fun short little clip from that interview with him talking about coming to the UK to play on the famous Top of the Pops. On the back of that kind of success, you came to Europe as well, didn't you? And you toured for the first time and you appeared on UK's famous Top of the Pops. I mean, do you remember much about that?
I know. And here we are, you know, alternating with all these pop bands that we didn't even like. You know what I mean? That was not really our thing. And, you know, there were many times where we were booked with bands like the 1910 Fruit and Gum Company, and bands that were like, I mean, no, I don't mean no disrespect, but they were really totally teeny bopper bands, you know?
Yeah.
As I said earlier, we were a bunch of dangerous hippies smoking weed and doing all kinds of illegal things. And I'm playing music that was definitely a lot harder and a lot deeper than you know, this all these famous little tunes for kids, you know. But the promoters didn't know that. And many times they booked us with all these bands. And I mean, in my book, I talk about a couple of events where we play with Bobby Sherman, for example. And I cannot talk about it here, but you have to read the story in the book because that was really funny. I mean, we, as I said, we find ourselves playing gigs with all this top pop bands. They were not really like us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not like when we play at the Fillmore or at the Avalon Ballroom, yes, or at the Lovins, yep, in the parks. That was with bands like us. But not when we became popular. When we became popular, we were out there put together with all these other popular bands. Most of those promoters didn't even know where we stood. They didn't know we were a hardcore blues band or all that. They will just look at the top 10 and say, oh, well, this band that can't hit, okay, put him with the show with the other ones, with, you know, with the Monkees and the Fruit 10 Company and all those. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. And of course, we got to play some great shows.
And that's it for today's episode then. I'll be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.